is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
Not So Fast is back on the air, the program that's brought to you by Audible.com. You can get a free audiobook download, and you can get a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/notsofast. You can choose from over 180,000 titles on your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. My boys, Big E, T.O., Jimbo, I'm Tony. Gents, how was your weekend?
Great.
Very nice.
Great weather.
Eventful.
Awesome weather.
That's key word, eventful.
Eventful. Yep. There was a big event, and... Yeah.
Big event.
I didn't even
the
get...
The event?
I
big
didn't even...
E.
Big, oh, big
there was
event.
A big even. See
Look
what you did there.
Play on words.
Mm-hmm. See what you did there. Mm-hmm. I didn't even get to watch this. Yeah. I missed it. And then I find out I didn't really miss anything.
I think everybody missed it. I mean, you were looking for something and couldn't even find it. And my guess is people didn't even have a chance to hit the record button.
Yeah, it was over that quick.
And for those of you that are not awake and missed it, we were talking about the fight. Tell us all about it, too.
The fight. Conor McGregor just flattened Jose Aldo. I was more shocked in the manner that this took place than Ronda Rousey being dominated
really?
By Holly Holm.
Wow.
Jose Aldo hadn't lost in 10 years.
Okay.
Didn't you say a bunch of money come in late on Aldo, too?
So, yeah, you know, McGregor was the favorite leading up to the fight, which I thought was kind of weird. You know, not often the guy that's dominated, and this guy has dominated his weight class. He's had a year layoff. He's had some injuries, but still, you know, not in the prime of his career, you know, not towards the end of his career, you know, still very much in the prime of his career. And then the weigh-in takes place on Friday, and he looks great, and he doesn't look psyched out. There was a lot of talk about Conor McGregor and the psychological warfare that he had played with Jose Aldo and how that was going to affect him. And Aldo,
wait a minute. How does a guy that hasn't lost in 10 years get psyched out by anybody?
This guy is the biggest shit-talker of anything I've ever seen.
But again, I don't care how much shit you talk. You haven't lost in 10 years.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali was a shit talker, yeah. And Joe Frazier knocked his ass out.
I mean, aren't you the baddest guy on the planet at your weight class, I guess?
Well, people thought he was.
Well, yeah,
he probably thought
not.
He was. But the, you know, across the board, everybody talked about, you know, how will the mind games affect Jose Aldo. At the weigh-ins, he seemed fine. He seemed so fine that tons of money comes in on Aldo.
What, based on a weigh-in?
On the weigh-in, the mannerisms.
There's a stare down. There's a stare down after every weigh-in.
Okay.
The two fighters get up next to each other.
I know. Yeah, everyone does it.
But
what the hell does that matter?
Aldo is extremely loose. He kind of clowned on McGregor, so everybody's like, holy shit, he's ready. This is not the...
After all the technical bullshit, you're telling me that that's what we decide? When we're watching, is it like at the horse track when you're going to bet? You sit there and watch him walk by, and you go, man, look at him.
That horse just took a big shit. He's ready to run.
Hey, I'm just asking. I mean,
the weigh-ins are important for many reasons. How the fighter looks. If the weight cut was hard on the fighter.
Okay.
I'll give you that one.
There's a lot of things that go into the weigh-ins, and ultimately a lot of money, the majority of the money that's bet comes after the weigh-ins. A lot of the money came in on Jose Aldo after the win.
Okay.
Well,
that being
means
said,
all a bunch of dumbasses.
Before the fight, when they have the stare down in the ring with Big John McCarthy, you can listen to his show on Lineup Media Group here. It was the complete opposite. Aldo would not make eye contact. He was looking down. They reached to touch gloves, no eye contact. And visibly on his way to the ring, he looked like he had never – like. He was caught up by the moment, you could tell.
Yeah, there's some nerves going on.
McGregor, the complete opposite. He has all these Irish fans chanting his... I mean, like, it was almost like an action movie with the chanting and the cheering for Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
It was like it was staged, the crowd's reaction. And 13 seconds in, they have their first exchange, and Aldo goes to throw a left hook. And McGregor just throws a straight left, beats him. You know, they both throw lefts. McGregor's left beats him to the punch, hits him on the button.
Probably, yeah.
But his head snapped. It was unbelievable.
But what's unreal?
This is like The Exorcist.
This is like Rocky and Creed when they both swing and hit each other.
You know what though?
Almost.
Aldo connects on McGregor with the cross as he's knocked out and snaps McGregor's head back, and McGregor has a little nick on his eye from the shot that Aldo was throwing.
Well, he got a shot on the eye, but did you see the slow-mo of Aldo's head? I mean, it looked like The Exorcist. I thought it was going all the way around.
He just turned him around.
Oh, it was unreal. I mean, I'm not, admittedly, it's not my thing, but I was like, wow, this poor.
Somebody get the shit
And then
out of him
our boy
seconds.
From the show here, you know, like you mentioned, part of our lineup media group, he goes to get his way. And I mean, Deadspin or somebody did something. He jumps over the top of him to stop McGregor, and I mean, his knee misses.
Really takes him out, yeah.
I mean, he misses Aldo by about an inch. Otherwise, this poor guy, he may have been out for another week.
Okay, yeah, so I am totally intrigued now. Because you know me, T.O. Biggie, I was not really on board MMA. I didn't really understand it.
This guy will be the biggest star they've ever had.
So is this
tenfold?
Is charismatic? Is that part of it? I mean,
he's charismatic. He talks the talk. But what he has done, and it's something that the UFC has not had, they have a polarizing figure.
Good.
How can he be the first polarizing figure in this mega?
He's not, but
event?
since
you know what I mean?
Since it's blown up,
exactly.
Yeah, you know, Tito Ortiz was that way.
That's my point. How does that go away in this sport, which just lends itself to
when you
wild
lose
craziness,
five fights in a row, and all that? And,
well,
I mean, everybody believes these guys are, you know, crazy and have a little bit of a screw loose because they're out there fighting. But a lot of these guys are college educated. They, you know, wrestlers, played other sports in high school, college. So the idea that these guys are all maniacs that come in and they're ready for war is not the case.
Modern-day gladiator is really a misnomer.
Conor McGregor is a modern-day gladiator.
Well, it sounds like he's the modern-day baddest mofo on the planet.
This guy
That's what it sounds like to me right now. That he's the guy you don't want to be in a dark alley with anywhere in the world.
I pay a lot of attention.
He weighs 145, Tony.
I don't give a shit.
I pay a lot of attention to this stuff.
You're going
to
go with me?
And
I wouldn't be afraid.
You turn the corner, he's standing there, and he gives you that look. I mean, are you going
the
other way?
No, he gives you that look.
If he doesn't knock me out in one punch, I don't think he's got a shot, is my point.
Nice.
I almost weigh 200 pounds more than him.
Who gives a shit? Your chin doesn't?
That's it. If he doesn't knock me out with that first punch.
He's going to.
I still think if he doesn't knock you out with the first punch and you get a hold of him,
you think he's got? He can
there's
going to
be some slick jiu-jitsu or something that happens.
Slick.
These guys
wait,
are unreal.
Say that again.
Slick jiu-jitsu.
Slick jiu-jitsu.
Wow, I don't know.
Slick jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. 145.
Biggie is not calling him out. But here's the thing.
I was going to say, hey, we want a disclaimer.
I don't know if this guy's crazy or not. He does such a good job. I don't know when he's selling the fight and when he's not selling the fight.
That's the brilliance of
and
real
that
crazy.
Is, and here's the thing. This guy's brilliant.
That's the brilliance of real crazy.
He's going to fill up the big outdoor stadium in Dublin, I believe. I forget what it's called.
Croke Park.
Yes. They're going to fill that up, and it's going. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and this becomes a bucket list sporting event.
Well, I'm in next
and the
time.
Reason,
Jim,
and
Jim
the reason
and
I say
in.
This.
We're in. We're coming.
They had to reroute a flight.
Unless Star Wars is on.
They had to reroute
I'm
a flight.
Just
and
who?
So there's a flight that's bound for Vegas.
Yes.
They had to land the flight at JFK because McGregor fans were fighting each other.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
See, that's straight
that's
out of Slapshot.
Awesome.
They stopped. They shut down the day of the fight.
Now you've got me intrigued.
The day of the fight, you see videos floating all over social media there's just
brilliant.
Packs of his fans shutting down traffic. They're just stopping in the middle of roads.
And I don't
chanting.
Even care.
There was a
crazy.
Sellout of Guinness in Las Vegas during this event.
They ran Guinness out?
No, I'm making that up. But
yeah, okay, that's a great story. Somebody take that to print.
No,
what a great
that
story.
Is because I was in seriously in a World Cup. I think we were
brilliant. Brilliant.
We were in Stuttgart. We're leaving Stuttgart the morning after an England game. I forget who they played. But anyway, England won. The party went well into the night. We were part of the party. On the radio the next morning as we're leaving, listening to an English language broadcast, they announced that Stuttgart was now dry. The city ran out of beer. Think about that, Jimbo, for a second. Stuttgart, Germany, out of beer. The average Englishman drank 17 pints on the day of that game.
That
so I can imagine that Las Vegas could run out of Guinness real quick with a lot of Irish hooligans there.
Sure.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love this. Tio.
Another McGregor fan was arrested for climbing the lion at the MGM.
That happens every night.
I mean, just craziness after the fight. But what you have, just going back to it real quick, Conor McGregor is a little bit more likable, but he is now the Floyd Mayweather of MMA.
I love him.
People are going to pay to either watch him because he's exciting, or they're going to pay to see him get his ass kicked.
Either way is good.
Either way, they're paying, yeah. And he understands it.
Like the old Howard Stern effect.
How about this? I read on Sunday morning, when I found out that this fight lasted 13 seconds, I read an interview that he apparently given a month or so before, detailing exactly how he was going to knock him out, mm-hmm. saying it was going to be in the first round, and saying that it was going to take between 13, 14, 15 seconds. And he backed it up.
Yeah, he's
yeah, but what if he doesn't back it up? You know what I'm saying?
It's still ballsy.
He's been pretty good at predicting the outcomes of his fights. He does it every fight in second round.
Rousey said she was going to knock out Holly Holm, and then she got her bell rung.
Everyone predicts they're going to win.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, she predicted. She predicted she was going to win and got her ass beat.
I'm going to make it this time.
I don't know.
What's really interesting right now with the UFC, you bring up Holly Holm and Ronda Rousey. So Jose Aldo's been the champion for 10 years, hasn't lost a fight.
No, that's...
So Aldo goes out, he loses he was dominated. They start talking about a rematch. You know, has Aldo earned a rematch? He's been the champion for 10 years. Some say yes, some say no. The UFC is kind of saying no. He needs needs someone else to fight. Which Frankie Edgar is on a 7-fight win streak. He's the former champion at 155 pounds. And that will be an unbelievable fight because the pace, that's a whole other story.
Are you talking Frankie Edgar versus Jose Aldo?
Edgar versus Conor McGregor.
I mean, if they want to have Aldo fight another fight, why not have him fight?
So here's the issue. Frankie Edgar. This is what you're saying. Frankie Edgar's due for the title shot. He knocked out Chad Mendez in the first round.
Sure.
So the UFC has already stated, Holly Holm, you will not be fighting again until you fight Ronda Rousey. And that will be at UFC 200 in July.
She's got 6 months, suspension anyway.
So your big MMA fans, and even your people that are getting into it because of this
That's me now.
There's a lot of attention that the sport has received the last 2 months. And people are saying, okay, Ronda Rousey is granted a rematch. It's on her time schedule. Holly Holmes came out and said, I want to fight soon. She's wanting to capitalize on her stardom. She's wanting to get out and make some money. I get it. But how can the UFC say, Holly Holm, you have to fight Ronda Rousey, and you're going to wait till July to fight her?
Because it's their company. They say whatever the hell they want.
But how does Jose Aldo, who's been a champion for 10 years, this is his first loss, how does he not get a rematch?
I got an answer for you, Tio.
Well, I know the answer, but let me see what you say.
We're going to explain something to you about the fight game.
You're
looking for logic where there is no logic. You need to look at what generates the biggest payday and the biggest pay-per-view buys. Mm-hmm. That is all there is to it. There's
money
nothing
drives
more.
Everything.
Quit trying to reason this out. There is no reason. There is no logic. Just accept it because you know who they're after. They're not after you. They know they got you. They're after me and they're after Jimbo. That's who they're trying to draw in now.
But the casual fan looks for logic to this.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
I have no logic.
I have no logic.
Show me Conor McGregor. I don't want any logic. I don't have logic. I'll never have logic.
The casual
logic.
Fan looks for unconscious people.
But they want rankings. They want to know, what does this guy have to do to be the champion?
I want a shit talker to either go out there and get his ass knocked off or to knock someone's
clock. So you
clock.
Just want to see entertaining fights. You don't care who
Hell
it is.
Hell yes.
Okay.
Straight gladiator. Are you not entertained?
Yes. Put me in the Roman arena right now. That's what I want. There's no doubt about it.
And ultimately, the release that came out was, how can we sell a fight when a guy got beat in 13 seconds? They think that there's a more attractive matchup for McGregor.
Nah, let's see if it can go 20
seconds. I don't
think
they do that. That'll be a mistake. But,
be a mistake?
They need to capitalize on the money.
I know.
The money is here now. I mean,
are you saying the money's in a rematch or the money's
in a rematch?
It's in a rematch.
Right now.
The money's in any fight McGregor takes.
Because here's the deal.
I agree with you.
But there's more money in the rematch because now all the Aldo people want to see if it was just he caught him
or
if it's truly over for the man.
Right.
Because here's the thing. Once you do that, you still have those people that are living off the 10-year deal. If he loses again, then to your point,
the
now
Aldo
we're
people?
On to an, yeah.
There's like seven of them out there that buy pay-per-views.
And that's the thing. There's not a huge Aldo fan base. He's from Brazil. It's Frankie Edgar's going to sell more pay-per-views is what it is.
You know what, though? I will tell you this, though. I to Tony's point, I'm that guy that hasn't really been that much of a fan. But some of the things that have happened recently in the sport have made me more intrigued by what's going on. Obviously, you know, the Rousey thing, and she was a badass, and I'm, you know, I kind of like, okay, I'm following it a little bit. And then all of a sudden, this baddest gal on the planet gets knocked the hell out, right? So then you have this event, and obviously, last week, one of our, did they call them sister shows? One of our sister shows here has an, Big John McCarthy, for those of you that, you know. Let's get it on. This guy obviously has reffed some of the biggest matches in history, correct? And he's still no doubt. So this guy talks to a quote-unquote, you know, I would say borderline polarizing figure in the industry, right?
Yes.
And everybody is fairly familiar with who Tommy Morrison is.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Tommy Morrison for
the Duke.
You know, yeah, he was obviously a top fighter at one time. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. No doubt about it. You know, even had that crossover with the movie, was it Rocky V? Was it Rocky V? You know, the whole thing. And he kind of had that star quality going about him. And then everybody, it's a tragic story if you don't know. He has AIDS and he dies.
Allegedly.
He has AIDS and dies.
It's not a court case.
Okay. Well, it may be a court case because, you know, Big John McCarthy on these airwaves has an interview with his wife just to talk. And she says, wait a minute, he didn't have AIDS. And John's like, what? And she's like, no. I don't, you know, not only did she say, I don't even know that she believes it exists, but that's a topic for Nick, Nick of Time. But this gal gets on these airwaves, his wife, and says, he didn't have AIDS.
It's a fascinating interview.
Well, it's fascinating. Unbelievable.
I've actually had some exchanges with her on social media.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I would like to ask her. No, I'm just
I'm just kidding.
What I would like to ask her, you know, I forgot about this. Tommy Morrison's last fight was in 1996.
Was it that long ago?
But no, well,
20 years.
You would think. But Tommy Morrison gets issued a license in 2007. He fought in 2007 and 2008.
I remember this.
Me too.
It was a state thing, like one state wouldn't. Well, he had to fight somewhere.
I'm going to guess
West Virginia.
Okay,
and then he fought in Mexico.
In Mexico,
but
Vegas, I think wouldn't.
Nevada
would not.
I may be wrong about that, but I think there was something there with that.
I'm willing to bet that every single athletic commission tests for HIV and AIDS.
I don't know, but I know this.
Anytime there's blood involved, I would assume you have.
So must have passed those tests then.
He may have. I don't know. If you can't fight in Nevada fight in New Jersey, you don't have a boxing career.
I know this was 20 years ago, and it wasn't even my thing, but I just remember, didn't it have something to do with, like, supposedly in those states, it was a violation of his rights to even test him or something. It was something. I don't want to say that because I might be wrong, but I just remember it was the whole issue of state versus state and what they were willing to do. And then I remember that the issue was they were saying, well, of course, these guys are small potatoes in this industry. Yeah, they're going to let him fight because they want the fight there.
No
type
doubt.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so. Remember to check out all of our shows here on Lineup Media Group, such as the one we're just talking about, Let's Get It On, Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock, that fabulous interview with Trisha Morrison. You can also check out Chasing Pucks with Panger, Ocho Man's Behind the Eight Ball, and one of our favorites, Nick of Time. He has a show coming up on the conspiracy behind the death of John Lennon. That's all available for you, lineupmediagroup.com.
You guys see what I'm doing here?
Yeah,
don't
I
you?
Do. Do it.
Picking you see what I'm doing here?
He's doing the money sign. Doing the money sign.
It's Johnny time. Did you guys see it?
Yes.
Did you see it?
Loved it. Hey, loved it.
Even more importantly, do you watch the pre-games and the after with Fox? Do you watch them?
No,
I love that group.
I can't take the pompous.
You know, you
Fox
can't.
Or Zeke? Which one did
I
you
can't
watch?
Take it.
I love Bradshaw.
Okay.
Oh, I love Bradshaw.
Are you talking about Bradshaw's face when they pan back to him
Absolutely. He cannot. Listen, I'm not going to say he hates Johnny Manziel. He hates who he is. And he's consistent with that.
E, do you know who Johnny Manziel is?
No clue.
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel passes the mom test. You know what that test is?
No, please tell us, though.
The mom test is go ask your mom about someone who's getting a lot of attention, and if she knows who that person's really popular. My mother knows who Johnny Manziel is.
So Manziel won the Heisman as a freshman, correct?
Texas A&M. First freshman ever to do it.
So he becomes this huge star because of his football, his ability on the field, but he's a legendary partier. So
like
not only
and tell the story. Why? I mean, hang on. But my point is, this isn't a kid with big NFL dreams to get out of the inner city or come from lives on a farm in the middle of nowhere and they're struggling. This kid, I mean, he's loaded before he even takes a snap. Right? His family is.
His family's got some money.
So this kid's care to the wind, man. And you know what? And at the end of the day, he is a kid. He's a young man.
Totally.
Okay? And I think he wants to, I really do. I think he wants to stand up and say, look, I mean, I've done a couple borderline things here, but come on. Come on.
There's photos from Vegas at a night that looks like he's snorting coke. I mean, there's a lot of things that have come out.
Well, yeah, but he's going to say, I didn't fail any drug tests. I wasn't doing coke. Yeah, I was drunk.
He's a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
How old is he?
I don't know, 22.
Is he 22, 23 at the most?
He's a youngster.
23. Didn't fail a drug test.
Okay, he's 23.
No harm, no foul.
So my point is, can every guy in this room remember when he was 23?
Hell yeah.
And don't give me the bullshit about how he's in the NFL and he shouldn't. Okay, here's the deal. Be who you are, but then on the other hand, don't complain if the sponsors aren't coming calling.
Exactly. There's consequences.
Don't,
do what you want,
right.
But there's consequences.
Don't complain if you're not the image a franchise wants. I get it. But the reality of it is, this Cleveland...
They knew what they were getting when they drafted him.
Yes, television viewers.
Hey, what's the thing say? Beggars can't be choosers, mm-hmm. right? This guy is bringing them more press, bringing them more attention. At the end of the day, I think it's great. Now, again, if he's doing things that are out of control and doing all this kind of stuff, well, obviously I don't condone that.
No, you don't want him driving down the highway endangering
absolutely
people,
not.
But
absolutely
he's not,
not
doing that.
But I really do believe that, what seriously has he done? He's doing this. I get that, okay? But what has he done that's really serious? I mean,
there's been no dogfighting, right?
No murdering, but he has had a quote unquote altercation, like with his girlfriend. Well, what's that altercation?
Did he beat her in an elevator?
And here's the deal: who amongst us didn't get in an argument at one time with their girlfriend when they were younger? They didn't get out of the car mad at. My point is. You don't know.
I was never accused of bouncing her head off the window like a basketball, which was the original report.
Well, maybe. Yeah, no, I hear you. And that may be true. And if that's true, obviously that's wrong, out of control. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of like the other stuff.
Okay, you prefaced it.
Okay, I just don't want to...
Jim Bo doesn't condone it.
What I love about this, keep going, real quick, though.
No, but seriously, I mean, some of this, it's like Terrell Owens. He was having fun. He was doing his thing. People just don't like it sometimes when you're having more fun than they are.
That's right.
And you're having success.
This absolutely shocks me that you're taking this approach with Johnny Manziel.
I know. I just like him, though. I don't know why, but I like him.
You're the captain of...
I know.
Of
what's coddled, wrong with society?
Coddled athletes, and
he's always been told his titles don't stink.
But I don't know that he was.
Of course he was.
I don't know that.
His grandparent... were both attorneys, I believe. I think he drove a Mercedes SUV.
Okay, but my point is, what's he done, though, that's so bad? Now, listen, that we had an alleged thing with absolutely zero, you know what I'm saying?
Not rape. You as a coach, though. Put your coaching cap on.
Put the coaching cap on.
And then we're going to go to an organizational standpoint as the Cleveland
Browns.
He's
not 12.
I know, but they have said
he's a 23-year-old man.
He's been to rehab, and they have said, to be the starting quarterback, we want you to take these steps. So, as a coach, I said earlier,
we all make choices, and those choices have consequences. If the Cleveland Browns say to him, "This is not what we want from our quarterback," and all of a sudden you're not their quarterback anymore, then he can't complain because they were honest with him and told him. And my opinion on that is that's always my favorite, too. I'm going to go to rehab. Rehab for what?
No, he went for booze.
Rehab for what? Okay.
Alcohol.
All right. There's a ton of people out there that go to rehab for booze or drugs, or they, and they're not bad people.
No.
You know, or whatever. But my point is,
have you seen some of these places? I wouldn't mind going to rehab for a little bit.
That place in Malibu, what do I need to do to get
I've
in
heard
there?
There's nothing but Tims there, too. The females are unbelievable at this place.
The cocaine had cost me more than the price of the rehab. That's the downside. If I could get someone, wouldn't I love to do 6 months there?
Well, and like I said, now we're back to, I mean, what's he really done?
Nothing.
I don't know.
You got to admit, though, yesterday he signed that $100 bill from the fan before the game. That was a boss move.
And the NFL hated that.
He threw an interception. He threw a bad interception. There's a rule in the it's not a rule, but generally speaking, when you're a quarterback, you shouldn't be running one way, stop, turn, and throw the ball back across the field. It's got a high chance of getting picked off.
Sure, sure.
Which it was. It was intercepted. He gets back to the bench, takes his tablet where they put the plays on and they put photos, and he just starts banging it against his head. Brilliant move. Whoever was the tablet supplier, they need to sign him up right now for an ad.
So
like an electronic tablet?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Anytime in college where he would make a big play, he would make the money sign with his hands.
Sure.
So he kind of became, that was his thing, the money sign. So he's been mocked by NFL players. Like, he got sacked one time last year, and the lineman stood over him and
made the money sign.
And, you know, so
that's way obvious.
Those are the he wants to play, though. I mean, those are the consequences. So, and again,
he's a personality in the NFL. And we established last week the NFL does not like individual personalities in their league.
Because they can get bigger than the NFL brand. That's why.
I just think he's fun. He's fun. I guess, you know.
And he's in Cleveland. Let me tell you, if this guy made the Cleveland Browns a winner or got them anywhere near a Super Bowl, it would be pandemonium among football and sports fans in America.
What point are we making about Johnny Manziel again?
He's kick-ass.
That's my point.
The big thing was he autographed a $100 bill yesterday during the pregame. They kind of caught it.
His 100 or fans 100?
A fan 100.
Gave him a $100 bill. He signed it, and everybody, you know.
It'd be cooler if he gave out his own 100 signed. That's badass.
That would be badass.
Let me tell you, he's got them. He could do it. That would be a great move. But I don't know why I like the guy. You're right. He is kind of against.
Because he's likable, Jimbo. He's just likable. Hey, don't forget, follow us at notsofastpodcast.com. That's our own dedicated website. On Twitter, follow us at notsofastshow. Facebook, you can like us. Facebook.com/NotSoFastShow. And, of course, email us, info@NotSoFastPodcast.com. You can subscribe, listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher. Hell, you can any major podcast outlet.
Coming to YouTube soon.
And we're there. Yeah, coming to YouTube very soon. And please, if you don't mind, little favor to ask, leave us a nice 5-star review and say something very nice about T.O., if you would. That would help his...
He needs it, folks.
That would help his self-confidence.
You know what? I just realized what it is about him that I like. Maybe I don't really like him. I'm just so anti
me or Manziel.
Well, I love you.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think right now he's caught me as a fun guy at the point where I'm up to here with the no fun league.
There you go.
That's probably what it is.
I totally understand.
Because T.O., the more I think about it, the more you're right. This guy would probably drive me nuts if he was doing dumb shit and taking advantage of the situation.
Hey,
you're probably right.
Real quick, who's the best team right now in that league?
Not even close. I mean, I know everybody loves Brady, but nobody, and I mean nobody, wants to play Carolina right now.
Cam Newton's taking care of the ball, making smart decisions, but
he is Superman.
He played very efficient game yesterday.
He is Superman. I'm convinced that if somebody fired a missile at our country right now and he was playing quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, you would see him run off the field, rip open his shirt, take off in the middle of the football game.
He's offended.
Fly above the city, grab this nuclear missile, and take it into outer space.
I got one question. If he's Superman, why doesn't he fly in reverse around the planet to erase his losses?
Not fair to everybody else. He's a
Boy Scout. He's
that
got the
type
Boy Scout.
Of guy.
He's
gotcha.
That guy.
He's that.
Hey, listen. So, have you seen he? And again, you and I discussed this 1 week. Like, I know you think J.J. Watt's a big fake too, and that's fine. But my point is, watch him interact with these kids. This guy is. Are you gonna? How
no,
about him?
No. I know someone that did done some promotional stuff with Cam, and she said he is a great guy. But she said he's like a little kid. He enjoys everything he's doing and very fun loving. And so, like, she walked away and she's done a lot of things, and she's not impressed by many athletes doing different, you know, promotional and stuff like that. And she walked away from that and said, really, really good guy and fun-loving
at
person.
At this point, T.O., I am convinced he's a great guy. He's a great guy who had a bad start because of what happened and the story surrounding his college recruitment. But other than that, I've seen him play in the NFL now for what? This is third year?
Third, fourth.
Okay. His learning curve looks good. He's got a 13-0 team, for God's sake, well, who just beat the living tarnation out of the Atlanta Falcons. And I really wasn't sold until I just watched them utterly destroy another NFL team.
As World Be Free said, that ship be sinking.
That ship.
The Falcons started out, what, 5-0 or 4-0?
I don't know,
but they haven't won since.
They dropped a huge bomb through that flight deck. I really think Carolina now can win this.
The defense, you know, you talk about what wins in the NFL. The thing is, Cam Newton's not a quarterback that's just going to manage a game. He makes plays with his feet. He's you know, the completion percentage I don't think will ever be there because he takes chances. He's not afraid to throw the ball downfield because he trusts his arm. Because
he's got one.
But he's limited doing it 10 times a game to 2 or 3 times a game.
This will be an easy answer today because of yesterday. I want you to honestly tell me you could have named one of his wide receivers before yesterday.
Hell no.
I can just because of fantasy football. I mean,
no.
But
he's making Ted Ginn Jr. look like Jerry Rice.
So there's two things with the receivers. Kelvin Benjamin, their best receiver, gets hurt before the season starts.
Yeah.
So they're playing without their best wide receiver.
So everybody's like, this is over.
Ted Ginn Jr. yesterday has like a Madden stat line. 2 catches, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Awesome.
I mean, you just don't see that.
I love it when the real stat line is better than the video game stat line.
Yeah.
That makes me – oh, it does my heart so much good.
You play much Madden?
When I was younger, sure.
You did?
Not anymore.
Whoa.
Because they don't kill anybody.
You played Madden – well, they do in the NFL. It's not a realistic game.
Yeah. I killed people in Madden.
If you could shoot people in Madden, would you play?
I suppose so. What was that movie with Bruce Willis where the guy did that at the beginning of the game?
Last Boy Scout.
Last Boy Scout. There you go.
Yeah.
So in the NBA game, it actually, the NBA 2K16, it has a life mode to it to where you make these decisions off the court and the organization wants you to quit running around with certain friends. You're in a bad group.
Why I quit playing sports games because
this is why T.O. is on, because I'm going to tell a story on him now.
So, if Madden added that aspect to it to where, like, you could smack your girlfriend in the elevator. Like, they real-life stuff.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Okay.
For me, video
games.
Like,
the NFL sign off on that. Yeah.
Well, remember, what was it? Ballers, the movie, or the HBO series with The Rock.
Yeah.
You have a sex tape floating out there. What do you do? You know, are you going to pay it off? Do you go shake down? I mean, like, wouldn't it kind of be fun, the NFL game, to have
the other
side?
Let me give you some background here, E. This is a guy who went and got the college football game from Electronic Arts.
Sure.
Now, they had this mode called recruitment mode.
It was career mode, and you were the coach.
Okay. And he was the coach. All he would do is go and recruit players and then simulate the games.
Never played a game.
Actual game.
I had a friend who used to do that. He'd simulate
the all season.
Is that the dumbest thing you've ever heard?
It's great.
It's crazy. No, the object is to play the game.
I feel that I'm more qualified to be a college recruiter than a lot of guys that coach college football.
You spent like $60 to buy a video game just to recruit imaginary digital people.
Yeah.
Because he wants to be a GM. He's always been.
I was a GM. Let's not say I've always wanted to be. I've been a GM.
Here's what Madden could do to
I'm
get
a GM
me to
too of Vandalay Industries.
There you go. That is a fantasy fantasy baseball thing. So I was a GM in real life.
Fantasy.
You're the guy. You're Charles Riley from Step Brothers. What do you do? I manage a baseball team.
Yes.
That's you.
Yes. No, but I. No, seriously. I mean, I'm not kidding you. This guy, I love. I might get a Cam Newton jersey.
Oh wow, those are strong words.
I might. I'm serious.
Would you get the white one? Would you get the teal one? Would you get the black one?
I like that light blue.
The light blue.
Is that teal?
I like the black.
You sissies might as well get pink jerseys. Listen, talking
black
like
is.
Oh, don't worry. They make them.
Black is slimming. I'm like black.
You're fine. talk about black.
You look nice today. You look nice, thin.
Down maybe you can get pounds, some matching right? shoes and stuff to go with your jersey. Yeah.
Down 12 pounds.
You can sachet yourself all around the town square.
If you had to wear a team, a sport jersey, any team, anything, what kind of jersey would you buy?
E's Raiders. That's exactly what you are.
E's a very E.
He's Raiders
shirts
with a Lester Hayes.
With nothing on it. Solid color shirts, solid color hat. I have never seen a word or an emblem on anything.
No free advertising. Sorry.
So if you were to wear one jersey, who would it be?
I'd have to. It'd have to be a hometown jersey just to support the economy. If there's any part of that,
you're
that
not support. But that's the false. You're not supporting the hometown economy.
In my
buying,
weird brain, yeah, no, a dollar spent on a Cardinals jersey yeah, might go
that
to somebody.
Goes, that goes
sweeping
to New York.
The floors.
That goes to New York.
Would you guys wear a Todd Gurley jersey right now? I mean, nobody wants to wear a Rams jersey right now. Would
you wear any Gurley jersey?
Would you wear a Todd? You a girly man? No, would you wear a girly? Are you impressed enough that you would be seen in public?
He's the real deal, but I think if I was going to buy a Rams jersey, it'd probably be an Aaron Donald.
He's the real deal, too.
I like Aaron Donald.
But you know what, though? Seriously, I mean, would you really not wear a Cam Newton jersey right now and feel like...
I wouldn't wear any man's jersey.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, just right. Too man for that.
No, I'm too old. I'm too old. I've passed that. I don't know what the age limit is, but I'm too old.
I
don't know if it's 30, and that's, Tim, or 35.
Listen, I kind of agree with you, and that's why...
I'm too old.
I kind of agree with you, and that's what I meant when I said that. I might actually wear a Cam Newton jersey just because
you might
of that
break
reason.
That taboo.
See, so there you go. I would not wear a Johnny Manziel jersey, but I might wear a Cam Newton jersey.
You might.
I might.
I'm going to talk to you guys about jerseys real quick because this is something that when I was a kid, high school, it came to me.
That's a okay. So,
but I'm going to go back on this because okay. In high school, yes, I always thought it was kind of funny when you'd see a really big person wearing a quarterback's jersey.
Okay.
I have an answer for this.
So here's my thing. I know that the star players get the jerseys made, but like I always thought, I was like, wouldn't it be really funny if that kid had a Willie Rofe jersey on instead of a Peyton Manning jersey?
I do think that you could order circa 75, 76, Sears catalog. I do think you could get the 75 Mean Joe Green. Do you remember that? Yeah,
there was always a couple defensive players or
remember
line,
that, Jimbo?
You know.
I think you could get a Mean Joe Green, and I think...
So, who wouldn't want a Mean Joe Green
I
jersey?
I think you could get a Randy White 54 for the Cowboys.
So I went to a football game last year.
I wanted a Terry Bradshaw.
You see a lot of gals wearing uniforms
Lynn Swan.
Now.
Swan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think, and I know this sounds really... Female listeners, don't get mad, but I think that quarterbacks, wide receivers... Running backs and defensive backs, those jerseys should only be worn by small ladies. Like, you cut those sizes off at maybe a medium. Then, you know, your mid-sized women, your mediums and your large, they wear, like, the linebacker
Wait,
jerseys.
Wait, so you're saying if you're a heftier woman.
Oh, no.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, 60 through 99, that's the number you wear.
So you want to...
So you're extra large and you're 2XL... You're wearing a Greg Robinson jersey in St. Louis, or you're wearing
that's
a.
Fucked up.
You're
that is
wearing
the most sexist.
Well, it's not sexist. That is a sizist.
Sizist.
I said the same thing about guys.
Anti-sizeite.
All right. So what jersey are you wearing there, pal?
I don't know. That's what I'm kind of thinking.
Well, he's wearing one.
You wearing a Blockers jersey? What are you wearing?
It you know my size would probably have to be in the linebacker area there.
What?
Oh, there's no lineman that weighs over 250 pounds in the NFL or under 250 pounds.
All right.
You're contending right you now. Weigh under 250 pounds?
We're right at 250.
All
right. Yeah.
I might be willing to put a soda on that.
Yeah, that might be a...
That would get
a
me
milkshake
over.
Is
That'd
our
get
friend,
me
Frank,
over.
Likes to say. Cam Newton.
Best uniforms in sport.
Right now?
I don't know. No? Anybody have an idea? Good uniform? Anybody like any of them?
Look, in baseball, it's almost always the Yankees, Dodgers, Cardinals. I like the Braves.
What about NFL? My favorite.
NFL?
Yeah.
It's hard to beat the Raiders.
We were
Raiders.
Just talking about the Panthers.
Hard to beat the Raiders and the Cowboys.
I'm the only guy on the planet that likes these new uniforms these guys are wearing. I think they're great.
The color splash
so
or whatever
terrible.
They're called.
They're ugly. I love them. Oh, well.
Wow. Any of them appeal to you?
God, no. I'm just looking at you guys right now with disgust.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're talking about fashion and sports.
Fashion, I mean, sports I can handle. That's kind of manly. But when you start talking about how who has the best jersey? Who has the best uniform? You sound like little, sissies.
Yeah, it's a little, like 10 sissies in a kitchenette. If you like the show, give us some love. The next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, before you go, go to our website at notsofastpodcast.com. Click the Amazon banner. It doesn't cost you anything, but we get the credit for the referral, and it helps us keep this little program on the air.
Let's take a quick swerve, guys, out away from sports towards entertainment.
A swerve?
A swerve. Which means a quick veer in another direction.
Yes.
So, binge watching. Any of you guys binge watch at all?
I'm binge watching right now.
I am a binge watching machine.
I saw a crazy stat earlier today on Statistica.com that in 2014, the average American binge watcher consumed 4.8 hours per day.
Whoa.
Of binge content. 4.8 hours per day.
Well, I bet you reach
that. Do these people not work?
They must not.
After work. Or do they watch at work? That's a problem.
Well, during your weekend time, if you do 6-7 hours on the weekend.
Oh, we're going with the averages.
Averages.
It's an average deal.
So my question to you guys is, what are your top three binge watches? Everyone binge watches. Oof. Right now, what are your top
three? Right now?
What are you watching right now?
So I just started.
What are you watching right now?
Okay. I just started Game of Thrones.
Beautiful show.
And I'm in season one. Here's my problem. I have two kids at home. That's a tough one to have on in the big room.
It is not child friendly at all.
So I have to pick my spots, and that's why I really can't get into a groove of 4 or 5 episodes in a row.
Sure. Well, what else you got? What's your family room friendly?
Family, nothing. Well, my wife and I, and it's not friendly either, but my wife loves it. I love it. Orange is the New Black. Oh, my God, do I love
decent.
Orange is the New Black.
It was.
I know what you're going to say. It's women in prison, and yeah. No, it's
how could you
phenomenal.
Go wrong?
It's phenomenal. And you can't go wrong, Jimbo. I highly recommend it. I got that one. Yeah, Orange is the New Black.
What about Hell on Wheels?
I started it.
Have you done it yet, Tony?
I have watched about half the first season.
Oh, Hell on Wheels has got to be up there.
I hear it's pretty good. I watched the first half of the first episode. My wife couldn't get into it, so that kind of killed it for me. But
if you'd have stuck with it,
I'll make it back around.
If you'd have stuck with it, I think you'd have been.
She hates period pieces, especially Western
Why?
Period. I don't know. That's the best stuff to me.
That's the best problem.
Yeah, she doesn't like black and white.
Wait a minute. She doesn't have half the problems T.O.'s got. No. Keep going.
She's got at least that one.
We've binge watched three shows, and we're
Who's
not watching
we?
Anything.
Who's right we?
My wife and I.
Oh, boy.
We did.
You got to do this alone.
Sons of Anarchy.
That's the first mistake you guys are making.
Sons was okay.
We did Sons of Anarchy. Actually, I'm sorry, four shows. Sons of Anarchy, Friday Night Lights, Parenthood. And we just
you did two network shows,
and then and we're watching another one, How to Get Away with Murder.
Interesting.
Which
are they good? Is that
How to Get Away with Murder was shockingly good. I was not on board with trying to watch it, and she talked me into it, and we knocked it out. Very good.
My first experience was Walking Dead. I was probably. What season are we in now?
We're in season 6.
Just had the halfway 6 season.
I'm pretty confident that it was, I want to say, I probably binge-watched 3 seasons and then got into the 4th season, I think, give or take. And then after that, it was Sons of Anarchy. And Sons of Anarchy, I caught late. How many seasons were Sons of Anarchy?
7.
I want to say I was like in the 5th season.
Did the same thing.
Maybe 6th. So, because I remember actually with Netflix, like the season that was going on wasn't on, so I had to go back and actually.
So let me ask you guys this
quick
question.
Those were the two that got me going. For
Are you
sure.
less likely to pick up a show for binge watching that is still airing? That is, there's still seasons, an incomplete show.
So I'm doing it right now. I like what was the one I was
Gotham
Blacklist.
Oh, Blacklist.
Sure.
I want to wait, and Gotham's the other one that I'm waiting until. But like when Orange is like Tony mentioned, Orange and New Black, House of Cards is that way. Great show.
Oh yeah,
sure. Robin Wright, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But those shows, I love how when they come out. It's all the episodes. You can choose.
Let's go, baby.
You can watch one a week. You can watch one a day. You can binge. You can do. I think it's awesome.
We just did a Blacklist. So what I have all from the fall season. I have all 8 episodes ready to go. So we waited purposely to have all 8 of them so we can binge watch those.
It's beautiful.
I like one big movie. Like when you watch a movie and you really enjoy it and it's like 1 hour and 45 minutes, you're like, God, that's it? You know, this is what's great about this. You just keep going.
How is this affecting ratings? Everybody's consuming
ratings
TV.
Ratings are kind of antiquated.
I think ratings are antiquated, and Netflix never tells you any numbers.
That's what I was going to say.
But you know, because here's my list. When E asked me, I jotted this down. Orange is the New Black, House of Cards, which Jimbo and I talked about.
Love House of Cards.
And Narcos, which is
Narcos
amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that's really good.
They're filming season 2 right now.
Yeah.
So
forgot about that
one. So I've
is one season of binge watch. You know, I mean, well.
If you watch it more than a couple episodes in a row, yeah.
And I'm talking to people, and they're watching it, too. So the numbers have to be just tremendous. Here's
it has to be cutting in the network shows as well.
The numbers are there. I think the numbers are, it's like a piece of pie, right? They're going to get cut, but where they go. I think the bigger issue is it's changing the landscape of how advertising works. Yes. I mean, why do you binge watch them?
So,
well, wait a minute. Hang on. I'll ask you this question.
Sure.
What's more important to you? The fact that you can watch something without all the advertisements or that you can watch it on your time?
So a Hulu-like app?
Well, it doesn't matter. Anything. Like, or even if you record, like here.
I mean,
like Walking Dead. Like, let's go through the thing. Walking Dead on a Sunday night. It comes on at 8. I don't watch it at 8.
I watch it the next day generally.
Well, I record it and watch it like at 10:30 at night. And nobody
so
around.
So you fast forward through the commercials.
And then I fast forward through the commercial. You know what I mean? So what's more important to you with Netflix? And boy, this is where Netflix can't lose. They do both. You don't have stuff that, and you don't have that. So
it's
got to
be on demand. That's number one. On demand and my time. Commercials, absolutely. I'll take or leave.
So what happens for a show? Like, you know, you talk about Blacklist. I know that is on Netflix. A lot of the shows that are currently running on network television, they get through their first season. They put it on Netflix. I know 6 or 7 people that the way they watched How to Get Away with Murder was on Netflix. They didn't watch it on NBC or whatever network it's on. So I wonder if there's any instances to where they think they cancel a show because there wasn't a strong enough audience on that Thursday night prime slot or that Tuesday night prime slot.
Well, now you're talking about
it's being consumed on Netflix.
Well, it is. This is the Arrested Development story, in which, I mean, Arrested Development had, what, 3 lives now? Or 2 at least.
2, yeah.
You know, because people wanted it brought back, and it was good enough, and you know what? That's how you were describing it.
Yeah, but if you're in a network, but when that happens, don't you want to be the guy at the network when somebody says, when you get all these things that say, well, you got to bring it back. You want to say, where were you? If all you people are watching the show, where are you?
Well, it's true. Well, for most of those shows that went away, there wasn't a lot of people that had DVR at the time. And even if there was, who's to say that those ratings are getting counted at the time?
Well, I think you're onto something there because of the whole how are the ratings tabulated, so to speak.
Sure.
But I don't know. I think you bring up a great question because it's becoming – Netflix is becoming like one of those water cooler conversations. Like, what are you watching right now? I mean, everybody.
Oh, totally.
It's the golden age of television.
And I will say this. I mean, we joked around earlier, but I think you're definitely right about this. I think it's like my wife and I mean, we had shows. I mean, this is what we're watching right now. So, I mean, I'm with you. I think it's all pretty cool. So,
hey, want to remind everybody, you listeners, that the listeners here of Not So Fast Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download. You get a free 30-day trial, and it gives you the opportunity.
Who doesn't love free?
Free is me. It gives you the opportunity to just check out everything. You can go through 180,000 titles. Download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/notsofast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/notsofast. All right, E, what is your plan for Thursday? This Thursday, episode 7 drops.
Almost a media blackout for the next week or so.
Why? Are you not going?
I'm not going on launch tonight. There's no way. I've been to too many big openings, and it's just I can't watch it with all the kids. I can't enjoy it.
What kids? There's not going to be any kids.
The younger people who just get all excited and won't shut up.
You are one of those younger people.
Well.
No.
Fair enough.
Jimbo, you know what he doesn't like?
I'm like a younger people, but not one of those people. How about
you
that?
Can't be in a theater with people dressed up in costume. Am I right?
As long as they keep their mouth shut, I don't care what they're dressed
like. No, they're not going to keep their mouth shut.
Well, then I cannot be in a theater with them.
Well, it's going to be a big event. I can tell you that. I mean, I'm an admitted. I loved it when I was a kid, and you know, it's not something that I've maintained as an adult. I have watched it with my kids. I don't know that they're as into it as I was when I was a kid, but I can honestly say I'm 46 years old and I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's going to be awesome. And you know, Logan and I will actually be in Florida. My whole family will be there for Christmas, but Logan and I are staying. We're going to Vero Beach because he's getting to do this baseball thing, and so am I. But, you know, so it's just going to be he and I for like 3 days. So I know our plan is for me and him to go watch it while we're down there.
Beautiful.
So, I mean, I'm excited about
it. I have Saturday night tickets.
Congratulations.
Oh, you've already got your tickets.
Yep. Saturday night tickets.
Can you even get opening night tickets?
I don't know. Well, I'm sure on a crap screen you can, but if you want to go see it on a nice big screen, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I would love, I'm half thinking about doing this. I'll buy T.O.'s ticket.
Oh, when's he got a ticket for?
Interesting.
I'll buy T.O.'s ticket to go see Star Wars.
Oh, you mean you're going to buy a ticket to get him to go? I was going to say, I had no idea. I had no idea we had changed courses. But
well, he still has to watch movies this week.
Is it fair to break someone in Star Wars with Episode 7?
No.
He has to watch the movie.
He has to watch them first. Okay.
But he has to wear...
Because you were going to offend E to no end if you were going
to
give him
a
ticket.
He has to wear a Stormtrooper helmet to the show.
That's what I was going to say. I tell you what, I'll watch all six of them if you buy my ticket
and
popcorn soda.
Oh.
And you dress like
Darth
Vader.
Not me.
You're into a...
That's the only way I'd go
is
if you dress.
Cosplay.
Hang on a minute.
Chewbacca.
No, you dress as Chewbacca and I'll buy your ticket.
Take your shirt off.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, just take your shirt off.
Let's see what you're into here. A ticket, a popcorn and soda. You're $30 into this
thing. I'm about 30 in.
It's worth it.
I think it's worth it so far.
Rental for the costume unless you have one at home.
I don't have one.
Okay.
That's going to cost me $200.
For a Baca costume?
Yeah.
Plus, it's going to be hot.
I was in Pittsburgh this summer when they had the furry convention. You want to talk about costumes? I've seen enough costumes. There was some weird shit going on.
We're
going to
talk about this
Pittsburgh.
Sometime.
Oh, unbelievable. The hotel, I'll give one quick story and then we'll go. The hotel maid told me that the last time the conference was in town, that one of the hotel rooms.
They burn a goat in it or something?
Covered the floor in kitty litter.
Oh, no.
And then had one box-like thing full of kitty litter.
Hmm.
And that is where they slept. They did not touch the bed sheets.
What is wrong with people?
They slept in the kitty litter and actually urinated in the kitty.
They're into it.
Yes, they go full force.
Guys, I got breaking news, and this is big.
Here we go.
This is a big one. Commissioner Rob Manfred has decided not to overturn the lifetime ban on Pete Rose. So I would say this is it for him. It's over.
It's got to be it.
Yeah, I mean, Manfred's not going anywhere. Pete Rose is not getting any younger.
No.
It's over.
Yeah.
I mean, Ocho Man's got to be in the other room losing his mind.
Probably.
I thought I heard a crash about 5-10 minutes ago.
Wow. Anybody shocked by this?
No,
I am.
I'm not.
I am.
Why?
I just think with the All-Star game and all that stuff, and I just think it was a time where there was a lot of attention to it, put on Pete Rose and all this stuff.
Jim,
it's very simple. But hang on, what I'm going to say is, for all of those that are going to be upset and say, well, he belongs in, he didn't do that, you know, he bet on baseball, da-da-da-da-da, he's got all these hits. What does this tell you? They know a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day, he flat out lied.
They ask you to do two things.
Tell the truth, say you're sorry, and we're forgiving.
He couldn't do
They are not going to let go of the fact that they had him dead to rights, and he went out and lied and made it an issue. I mean, there's no way that's not what's going on.
When that story broke in 1989, Pete Rose changed the entire physical culture of major league clubhouses and how they communicated.
Yeah.
Before you could go into a clubhouse, you could pick up a phone and you could dial and call somebody. After that, you had to call the switchboard at the stadium, tell them the number you wanted to dial, tell them who you were contacting. That would get written down into a log. Then the operator at the stadium would patch the call in, get the other person on the line, identify the person.
Sounds like the Flintstones.
And then it was old-time operator. And then they would patch the call in. And then the operator would be required to get off the line at that point.
I'd like to say I feel bad for Pete Rose, but I think about his girlfriend or wife or whatever she is, and then I just don't feel bad at him.
He's fine. Pete's fine. He's all over the Hall of Fame. You can see him all over the Hall of Fame.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
Yes. He lives in Vegas. He's living a good life. Pete's fine. All right, folks, that'll do it for this Monday edition of the program. Want to remind everybody, check us out, notsofastpodcast.com, at notsofastshow on Twitter. Facebook, it's facebook.com/notsofast, and email. You can email us at info@notsofastpodcast.com. For Big E, for T.O., for Jimbo, I'm Tony. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again right here on the Lineup Media Group Network.
Not So Fast, a a Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.